Good morning. It's 5:04. I'm Rod Rice with special coverage of Tropical Storm Edward on Morning Edition from KUHF. First up this morning, we're going to check in with meteorologist Dave Gorham. Morning, Dave. What's the very latest on Edward?
Well, hi there, Rod. Yeah, a few details, a little bit of an update of information from NPR. We're tracking Edward, and right now about 110 miles east-southeast of Houston. If you're scoring at home, that's 29.3 north, 93.4 west. It's really southeast of Port Arthur, Texas. It's moving west-northwest at about 10 to 12 miles per hour. Winds right now about 65 miles per hour. Sustained. Now, there are higher gusts, of course, but this is after a weakening period last night. We're actually seeing some strengthening over the past few hours. And I do want to bring you up to speed on what's going on. We do have a hurricane watch for most of, well, all of the KUHF listening area, as well as a tropical storm warning in effect from Grand Isle, Louisiana, all the way down to Sargent, Texas. That's down in Brazoria County. Also, we have a flash flood watch. Now, as far as landfall is concerned, it does look like it will be east of Galveston over in Jefferson County. That's the Beaumont Port Arthur County. If you're just waking up, that's about 55 miles different than when you went to bed, because we were expecting it to make landfall closer to Galveston. And considering the landfall situation, that's for the eye, and it could be just a couple of hours after sunrise, perhaps 8 o'clock or so. However, the tropical storm effects are already ashore. Heavy rain and winds 30 to 40 miles per hour from Beaumont over to Lake Charles. But I want to mention that, you know, just a single degree of a shift to the west could add another couple of hours to the landfall. So some strengthening is possible near hurricane status just before landfall, and then it should move on to the northwest, really depart Houston out along 290. It's expected to be east of Austin tonight.
How's it going to affect us today, Dave, here in Houston?
Well, Rod, tropical storm conditions really here in Houston most of the day. I think we'll see winds 30 to 40 miles per hour, some very heavy rainfall. Could see 3 to 6 inches along the path of Edward. Isolated totals up to 10 inches. And don't forget, anytime you have a landfalling tropical storm or hurricane, a great amount of instability, so isolated tornadoes are certainly possible. Right now, the closest rain to downtown is about 25 miles away. It is moving to the west. It's really right across Galveston Bay right now. We've got some very heavy rain across the upper Texas coast. If you're traveling along I-10 off to the east, do be aware of that. Be very cautious. Right now, though, closer to home, it is mostly cloudy and 82 degrees. A northwest wind at 8 miles per hour downtown. I'm Impact Weather Meteorologist Dave Gorham.
Over at Houston Transtar, emergency managers have been camped out all night, keeping an eye on Edward. Pat Hernandez is there and joins us live.
Rod, you know, I was actually counting the stars in the sky on my way to Houston Central Command, knowing full well that within a matter of hours, the weather is going to change drastically thanks to Edward. Transtar has been an emergency operation since yesterday, and in the first of what will no doubt be many briefings will occur in about an hour. In the meantime, the Red Cross has two shelters in operation, one in Humble, the other in Tomball. The Harris County Hospital District has closed several services and locations in anticipation of flooding and winds that are to be associated with Edward. And to that end, extra patrols and emergency vehicles are in place, ready to deal with any high water situations that may result. Live at Transtar, Pat Hernandez, KUHF, Houston Public Radio News.
In Galveston, emergency managers are ready for high winds and heavy rain later this morning, but so far, not much evidence of Edward. Ed Mayberry is live from Galveston with an update on the situation there.
Well, things are pretty quiet here in Galveston. Some lightning in the distance, but as the storm seems to be arriving a bit later than earlier predicted, the pace seems slower than you might expect. Last night, I saw families on vacation simply returning to their hotels, perhaps planning on leaving the island this morning, but I think squeezing the last moments of a beautiful day yesterday. There are lots of TV satellite trucks lined up along the seawall for live shots of the Gulf this morning, but the forecast for Tropical Storm Edward now shows landfall on Galveston Island sometime about noon. The Galveston County Office of Emergency Management has been fully activated. Its Emergency Operations Center is up and running. And 4 to 6 inches of rain and high winds are expected later this morning. No evacuations have been ordered, but I'm told that officials will have a conference call at 6 this morning, and new information will be made available. Reporting live from Galveston City Hall, I'm Ed Mayberry, KUHF, Houston Public Radio News.
And in Houston, Mayor Bill White says that most city employees will take this day off.
The city of Houston for most of our functions in municipal government is going to be closed, and we've given directives to the employees that only those that are classified as essential personnel will be showing up. Now, that is most of the employees of the city of Houston. I want to assure the citizens that our police, fire, EMS, solid waste, public works personnel, as they did in prior emergencies, will be on the job monitoring these situations.
City trash pickup services will proceed as scheduled today. Jury duty has been suspended, and cases in municipal court scheduled for today will be reset. This is special coverage of Tropical Storm Edward on Morning Edition from KUHF. I'm Rod Rice. It's 10 minutes past 5.